thank and exalt your most holy name because you are good and your mercies endure forever. I will thank you, Lord, for your children that are gathered to this morning. They have not come for a social visit, but they've come to dine at your table. Thou bread of life, thou giver of life, you in whom there's no variableness about you, there's no shadow about you, want to put you where you belong, on top. On top as king. There are kings, there are kingsmakers, there are senators, there are governors. You are the governor of the governors. You are the king and the kingmaker. Hallelujah. You cause to raise up and you cause to sit down. And no one can see unto thee what dwells down. I want to thank you that you have written our names among the living today, Lord. We give you all the honor. We give you all the glory, dominion, power, majesty to you that reigns and lives forever and ever. He said, who created the earth and the things they are in? Who created you and I to praise him? Let us continually praise him because he is good. I said, the Lord is good and his mercies endure forever. Oh, praise and see. He said, oh, taste and see that the Lord is good. He said, taste and see that the Lord is good. He said, the thoughts that I have towards you. I mean, just what he's thinking about you is good. Of peace to give you an expected end. Praise ye the Lord. Please, you may be seated. Give me a few minutes because I'm kind of excited. I'm an excitable personality. So I can't stand still. Amen. I want to thank everybody. It's an honor and a privilege I don't take for granted. We handed this microphone. I want to thank everybody. I've been gone for about 5 weeks plus, almost 6 weeks. I've been gone to Nigeria. My initial visit was to be 2 weeks. But in the process, my mother passed on to be with the Lord. She was only 98 years old. Only. And I thank God for her life. I really thank God for her life. If there's any woman on this side of eternity that had such an impact on my life, it was this woman. And I thank God that everything went well. The event was a Tuesday and a Wednesday during the week. The place was packed. Packed. And I thank God for everybody who prayed for me while I was gone. Some even sent me funds to help. I really appreciate it. May your goodness return to your bosoms a thousandfold in the name of Jesus. God will not forget your labor of love. And in the name of Jesus, you will be celebrated. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. My good friend is here, Maxwell. Hallelujah. Maxwell is in the house. While I was in Nigeria, Brother Maxwell, he made me feel at home. I really appreciate you very much. You know, he goes back and forth. His bride is over there. She with a beautiful smile. And he made me feel at home. Picked me up here, took me over here, dinner here, lunch there. And because he's here and there all the time, I really appreciate you. I really, really do. I thank you so, so very much. He made me feel at home. You know, thank you so much. Everybody, I want to thank you sincerely. I got in here. They were doing choir practice. I'm sorry. I can't believe it. My dear daughter. God lives. She left the place and ran over to come give me a hug. She left where they were doing the practice. It was so humbling. She forgot what she was doing and she came to give me, oh, welcome, welcome, welcome. So I feel so grateful and honored that people, the church, could pray for me, and I'm here by his grace. Thank you so very much. I'm really, really, really grateful. Everyone that prayed, everyone whose my thought went through their heads, everybody, I thank you so very much. You know, the devil didn't want me to come back. Before I left, he raised so much cloud. He said, you go and you go and stay there. I laughed. But I'm back in the name of Jesus. Thank for your prayers, my wife and all of them. You know, this almost came to pass. Let me tell you something. My mother was in the hospital. Just less than a block from where the hospital, the gas station blew up. They were filling, you know, those big Nigerian tankers. They're filling the thing, and whatever happened, the place blew up. And the smoke, it was just directly behind the hospital. I was alone. The doctor in charge of the hospital, he was scared. He took off. The patient, everybody took off. I was left with my mom at the hospital. My sister, my younger sister, she was not there. So I was the only one in the hospital with my mom. And she goes, oh, my bro, what are we going to do? How are you going to carry my mother was already bedridden. Say, how are you going to carry out of that place? The fire is coming in your direction. I said, keep quiet. The God whom I serve, whose servant I am, is able to keep unto the uttermost. And I have a host praying for me. So guess what we did? I was alone, the doctor ran away, everybody ran away. So we had church with my mom. I held her hand and I started singing. I said, you fire, just go in that other direction. Don't come my direction. Guess what happened? Yeah, that's exactly what happened. My sister, coming to the hospital, she had to back up her car because it was whole pandemonium. She had to drive reverse. I don't know how many miles she had to drive to get here. So I'm grateful that I'm here because the will of the enemy didn't see the light of day. Because there's no way I was going to leave mommy on the hospital bed. So I just held her hand. It's a long story. Held her hands and started shaking the best I can. We started having church. I was praising the Lord and everything was going good. And I'm here now. Praise ye the Lord. Say no weapon fashioned against you will prosper. In the name of Jesus. Every tongue that will rise against you, it shall be condemned. This is the heritage of the children of the Most High. Hallelujah. The Lord is good. This morning, my message is titled Success and Prosperity. It was interesting that when I came in last week, the subject of discussion the week I came in was on prosperity. And it's on the website preached by Pastor Emmanuel. But the Lord gave me this message for a different angle. I'm going to do my best to pull this thing very short and quick so we don't hold you much longer than we need to. What is the difference, if I may ask us, how would you define prosperity? It's going to be a little bit interactive. How would you define prosperity? Talk to me quickly. How would you define prosperity? Somebody. Nobody? Any takers? How would you define prosperity? Yes.
Prosperity is, from my own definition, is your prosper in the ways, all the ways of life, in all things that pertain to life and godliness. If is all that pertains to life and godliness is removed, you are not yet prospered. Praise the Lord.
So, thank you, sister. So, prosperity in most general terms connotes financial blessing. Yes or yes? In most general terms, people say, oh, he's prospering. It means he's got his finances is looking good. How would you define success? Success. Is there a difference? Success. Okay.
I think success is the fruit of your hard work. It's when you're putting your all into something and everything's turning out and you can, I mean, other people look at it and can say, wow, this is something that's really good, and you can pass it on to somebody else and things like that, that you can say you've actually succeeded.
So there's a slight, did somebody want to add something else? So there's a slight there's a slight difference between prosperity and success. Amen? We'll see what the scripture has to say about it. And we'll see how we need to walk within the sphere of the Word of God to attain it. I'm going to give you a definition, dictionary definition. Prosperity, it talks about flourishing, a condition of flourishing, especially in the financial respect, making lots of money. Success, the accomplishment of an aim or purpose. That's what success is. That's the dictionary definition of success. Now, I'm going to give you a few definitions of some popular people that you know what they define success as. Stephen Covey, he wrote a popular book, Seven Habits of Successful People. If you can carefully, this is his definition of success. If you can carefully consider what you want to be, what you want to be said of you at your funeral, you have found success. That is what you want to be said of you. Not everybody will go at the way of the grave, because some of us will be changed into light. Amen? But whatever I want to say of you, when it's all said and done, just like my mom, the love thing said of her, I don't want to go on off that tangent. Another gentleman, Winston Churchill, he says going from failure to failure to failure without losing your enthusiasm. Sir Winston Churchill, he was a prime minister of Britain during Hitler's era. Maya Angelou, she says, liking yourself, liking what you do, and how you do it. So success could be defined as an individual thing. Individual. There's collective, corporate success, but there's individual success. Now, my definition of success is this: attaining the purpose for which you are born. That is success. There are people who are rich, wealthy, and very sorrowful. They are prosperous. Anybody remember Howard Hughes, multi-billionaire? He died a Scrooge. He wasn't happy. He was the most miserable person. So what I'm trying to say is prosperity, money, and all that stuff does not make you successful. You could have all the trimmings of financial wealth, but at the same time, there's something deep within you are not satisfied, because that may not be the purpose. When you attain the purpose for which you are born, nothing could stop you. That is what success is. Praise the Lord. Now, if all the wisdom of the wise, of the Eastern, Western philosophies could be put together in a volume, what do you think that volume would be, that book would be? If all the wisdom of people in the East, China, the East, West, on the West, what do you think that book would be? Come on, talk to me, people. That book would have to be the Bible. Amen? If all, and we're talking about attaining success, I'm going somewhere with this message. If all the wisdom contained in the Bible were to be condensed into one sermon, what do you think that sermon would be? It'll be the Sermon on the Mount. Because it's practical Christian living. if all the Sermon on the Mount was to be condensed into 8 principles, what do you think those 8 principles would be? Anybody know? It'll have to be the be attitude. Amen? It has to be the be attitude. If all the be attitude, everything, those 8 principles were to be condensed into a sentence or 2 phrases, what do you think that would be? Love the Lord thy God with all your heart. Bless you, sister, and your neighbor as yourself. On this, the whole word, the commandment, is hinged on. So if we can live our life daily based on these principles, love the Lord thy God. The God we serve is not a God who takes a sledgehammer and knock your head every time. But because we love him, we want to keep his commandments. Can somebody say amen? Can somebody say amen? If you love me, you will keep my commandments. Hallelujah. So what am I saying is this. Success, true success, personal, individual success, is tied to what? Your destiny. Your destiny. We're going to try to find out how do you want to know what your destiny is. How, you know, there's no point God sending you into this world and you don't attain the purpose for which you are sent. You'll be the most miserable person. Amen? So that when you see him, he may say to you, well done. Amen? I mean, there's nothing better than having his excellency, the Lord Jesus Christ, say to you, Brother Lamin, well done. Good and faithful servant. It's not as great as that. Amen? I mean, I could praise my brother here and say, oh, you've done a good job. Thank you. But when His Excellency, the Lord Jesus Christ, sees you face to face, I tell you, well done. It means you have done something worthy of Him saying. It means there is an assignment He had given to you. We will say to you, well done. When you give little Elliot an assignment, maybe do us the dishes, Mom says, thank you, Elliot. Right? Mom won't just say thank you, Elio, for nothing. It's because a commission, an assignment was handed to you for which you say, I mean, Mom, okay, I'll even go a step further. Here's $5. Because he attained the purpose of his assignment. He achieved it. How many of us like to achieve the purpose for which His Excellency sent you here? Seriously, that's all I live for, brother. You may not understand me. My wife may not understand me. Your spouse may not understand you. My whole heart's desire is to live for him that called me. This point on. You may say, why is he jumping up and down, up and down? That's the only way I can praise him. Somebody else might sit down quietly. That's fine. Praise the Lord. It's interesting. Listen to this. A lot of motivational books and stuff that we read. Do you know where they get all their motivation from? Extend it. Whether it's Napoleon Hill, Stephen Covey, name them. Brother, you've read a lot of them. Where you're doing all these management courses. All comes from the principles of the Word of God. Let me read 8 of them. We are talking about achieving success in the high calling of Christ Jesus. Let me read 8 of them. I read them only to find out that all those same 8 principles is the Beatitudes. Interesting. I said, wow. Wow. Listen to what they said in the book. It said, 1, have a successful attitude, but not arrogant. But not be arrogant of mind. He's talking about the first Beatitude. 2, it says, deal with problems. Do not bury them. Be mentally strong. 3rd one, be mentally strong and well disciplined. One of the last sermons we went through this before.
4, it says, believe in yourself. Believe in your inner self and the power that God has put within you. It says, be kind, honest, fear, but firm. What is he talking about? Say, blessed are the merciful, for they shall obtain mercy. Keep your thoughts and your drives pure. Be a man of, the next one, be a man of your word. Where there's misunderstanding, bring understanding. What's he talking about? Blessed are the peacemakers. That's what it is. Next one, be dedicated. Never, ever give up. That's simply it. Now, I want us to look at some characters in the scriptures just to let us understand that there's a purpose. There's no accident about you. There's no accident. There could be a biological accident, but there's no divine accident concerning you. Everybody sits now here, including myself, because we are sent out for a purpose. An assignment has been granted to us. How do we achieve this? We're going to look at a few characters, not in any particular order in the word. Let's look at this scripture. Joshua verse 1, chapter 1, verse 8. Please pull it up real quick. Joshua chapter 1, verse 8. Joshua 1, 8. What does it say? This book of the law shall not depart from thy mouth, but thou shalt meditate of them in their night, and thou shalt, that thou mayest observe to do according to all that is written therein. For then, listen to this, for then thou shalt make thy way prosperous, okay? And, so it goes beyond being prosperous. It says, and then thou shalt have what? Good. So it differentiates between prosperity. Why? There is no assignment God gives you, whether you know it or not, that will not be founded, grounded in the word of God. It will not be contrary. As believers, our mission, our prosperity, our success, successful mission cannot be outside of the word of God. Can somebody say amen? So as you prosper, you say, and then added to that, thou shalt have good success. So success is a greater level than financial well-being. It's a whole encompassing the mission, your assignment from heaven. Praise ye the Lord. So you want to attain your mission. You can make all the money you want to make. Praise Jesus. But you want beyond that, you want to be successful. Attain the mission for which you were born. Third John, chapter 1, verse 2. Put it up real quick. Third John. It says, beloved, I wish above all things that thou mayest prosper and be in health, even as thy soul prospers. So he's linking something beyond prosperity tied up to your soul. What's he talking about? Being successful. Because he says, also be in health, prosper in health. So as your soul prospers in the high calling of Christ Jesus, you attain success, the reason, the purpose for which you were born. Praise ye the Lord. That is success. We look at a few people. So you and I, as human beings, flesh and blood, there's no dice. God has not put us here just per chance. And it's a chance game. It's no chance game, folks. You are here for a purpose. Whether it was a biological accident, but there's no divine accident when it comes to you and I as believers. Let's look at the Lord Jesus, His Excellency. Matthew chapter 1, verse 21. At his birth, he had a destiny. He had a calling. He had a purpose. And boy, did he attain the purpose. Was he rich? No. But he became poor, that you and I may be rich. Can somebody say amen? Was he handsome? Beautiful? What have you? The scripture tells me, it says he had no comeliness that you should desire him. In other words, he was hid behind a veil. His physical appearance was marred so that you and I could be beautiful. Hallelujah. So I can see my brother and say, wow, you're handsome. Hallelujah. Praise ye the Lord. Praise ye the Lord. So what do we see here? He had a purpose. You have a purpose also. What did he say? I say, shall bring forth a son, and thou shalt call his name Jesus. His mission, for shall save his people from their sin. I could read it on and on and on. When he went to temple, old Papa Simon, 84 years old, he said, now lettest thou thy soul, my soul depart, for I've seen. I've seen. Woo! He said, I've seen the Savior. Because he had seen something in the spirit realm for which he was kept alive to see his excellency, the Lord Jesus Christ. May you fulfill your purpose in Jesus' name. May your children fulfill their purpose in Jesus' name. Darkness will not fall upon your destiny in the name of Jesus. As you walk through this earth, as you walk through this world, the day star from on high would guide your path in the name of Jesus. That was Jesus. Because a lot of us know, I've read the book, I don't want to go too far into everything concerning Jesus or reading so many scriptures. It's not worth it. You know he came to save his people from their sin. To the intent that when Peter, he said, oh, no, five babies for me. He said, get behind me, Satan. Am I correct? You remember that? He said, no, this will not, God forbid that this will happen to you. It sounded good that, no, they won't kill you. No. What are you talking about? To the human ear, it sounded good that, why should they kill you? No, they won't kill you. But he told, he said, he knew who was speaking. He said, shut up. Get behind me, Satan. He knew his mission. He knew his purpose. And may you know your mission and your purpose in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. So that was Jesus. I want to read a scripture. Genesis chapter 15. 12 through 16. Genesis chapter 15, 12 through 16. Abraham. Anybody know Abraham in the Bible? Come on, if you know him. Let me see your hand up. I'm going to keep you awake this morning. Anybody know Abraham? No, but he's not here right now. You don't know Abraham, but I'm sure you know Sarah. Praise ye the Lord. Hallelujah. Now, Abraham was childless. He was praying, God, I have no child. This servant of mine will be heir to the throne, to my everything. And what did Jesus tell him? He said, no, that's not going to happen. So let me just read Genesis chapter 15. And here, sometimes we are praying. Have you been praying sometimes? And Lord talks to you about something. It has no bearing to what you're praying about. Has that happened to you? Several times they happen. Come on, Lord, this is what I'm praying about. Give me an answer to this one. And he goes around and tells you something way back there. I say, come on. Come on, give me a break here, man. I'm asking for candy. You are telling me I'm going to have a black Mercedes. Or I'm going to have a jet or something. I'm not talking about that. I need a solution now. Praise the Lord. Now listen to this. Genesis chapter 15. He was praying. I don't read the whole chapter. I can read the whole chapter and make sense to you. When you read the whole chapter, I don't read the whole chapter. He had gone childless and was asking God, please now, help me. I have no my son, this and that. I have no son and this and that. Verse 12. No, let's just start verse 2. I'll just read verse 2, verse 1 and 2. After these things, the word of the Lord came unto Abraham in a vision, saying, Fear not, Abraham. I am thy shield and thy exceeding great reward. Verse 2. That was verse 1 I read now. And Abraham said, Lord God, what would thou give me, seeing that I go childless? And the steward of my house is this Eliezer of Damascus. And Abraham said, Behold, to me, thou hast given no seed, and lo, one born in my house is my own heir. Now I'm going to jump to verse 12. So he made a sacrifice. Read the whole thing. Now verse 12. And when the sun was going down, a deep sleep fell upon Abraham. And lo, an aura of great darkness fell upon him. Verse 13. And he said unto Abraham, the Lord, listen to the verse 13. He was asking for a child. And the Lord tells him, Know of a surety that thy seed shall be a stranger in a land that is not theirs, and shall serve them, and they shall afflict them 400 years. This man has no child, nothing, and God is telling him that his seed will be in slavery and what have you for 400 years. And also that nation whom they shall serve will I judge afterwards. They shall come out with great substance. And thou shalt go to thy fathers in peace, and thou shalt be buried in a good old age. But in the fourth generation, they shall come hither again, for the iniquity of the Amorite is not yet fulfilled. Ladies and gentlemen, this was prophecy 600-700 years in advance. Who are the key players in this prophecy God gave Abraham? Can you name the key players? Anybody remember? Who are the key players in this prophecy? Huh? Israel. Who else? Who else were key players? If you look at us, who else was the key player? Would you say Moses? Would you say Pharaoh? Would you say Joseph was a key player? Where were those people then? They were not yet born. And he's telling them, this is what will happen. And this guy, but did these guys come on the scene at a set time? Absolutely. What am I bringing out from this? You are a child of destiny. You're a child of success. Darkness should not and cannot fall on your destiny. The Lord knew you before you were in your mother's womb. Hallelujah. Oh, come on. Talk to me, somebody. I said the Lord knew you before you were in your mother's womb. Because 400 years ago, there was no pregnancy. Amen? There was Abraham. There was Isaac. There was Jacob who became Israel. Right? There was Joseph down the road. These people were not there. But guess what? They came on the scene at the appointed time. You are on the scene right now at an appointed time to fulfill your destiny. Is somebody with me? And don't you ever compare apples with oranges. Praise Jesus. The scripture tells me in Exodus, Pharaoh was born for what? To show forth the power of God. He was a child of destruction. And he was not yet born. You will not be a child of destruction. Your children will not be a child of destruction. They will be a light. Children of destiny. To affect and infect their generation for the kingdom. Because he rules, the Lord rules in a kingdom that rules above all kingdoms. Is somebody with me? Yeah.
Shall we go to Joseph? Oh, no, let's go to Moses. Moses was born after this prophecy, right? There was a command went forth to kill all the male children. Hebrews tells me, chapter 11, 23, he said, they feared not the king's commandments. And they kept the child Moses. Why? He said, because he was a proper child. Was there something about this baby that they didn't care what Pharaoh said? He said, he was a proper child. Have you had a child that was born that was improper? Huh? Was he born through the mother's mouth? No. But they kept him alive because he had destiny in his life. He had destiny. He had a high calling that came not from men, but from the heavenlies, for which he had a mission to accomplish. Can somebody say hallelujah? You know the story about Moses. I'm not going to bore you with that because we're going to do something different this morning. Praise ye the Lord. How about Joseph? He was part of the key players. Let me give the scripture for Pharaoh. Pharaoh's story that I quoted was Exodus chapter 9, verse 16. He was a man who came forth from up yonder to show forth just God's power, and the Lord put him there. He was going to wipe him out. The Lord said concerning Esau and Jacob, one have I loved, the other have I hated. Before the children were born, for crying out loud, shall we say there's unrighteousness with him? He said, I will love, I have mercy upon whom I have mercy. Thank God that you're a child of mercy. Praise Jesus. But for mercy's sake, I won't be here. If the will of the enemy are taking place, I'll be long gone when I was in Nigeria. Hallelujah. But somebody prayed. Some people prayed. Hallelujah. How about Joseph? Relate this to this prophecy of 400 years to Abraham. This was his great grandfather. Now Joseph comes on the scene. You read the whole story about Joseph, which most of us are acquainted with. For those of us that are young Christians, I'm doing this a little slower so you can go to the scripture and read it. Joseph's story is in Genesis chapter 37 through 41. Some of us know the story. But guess what happened to Joseph in the cause of reaching his high calling in Christ Jesus? All hell broke loose. Yes or yes? Have you been through challenges yourself in your life? You say, why me? Akilo de decay. Why me? Why am I going through this? Why? I mean, come on, every X has it easy, that person has it easy. Why me, for crying out loud? He said, to make diamonds out of coal, it goes through a lot of heat, pressure. But never give up. Don't give up. Because our forerunner has gone before us. He said, who for the prize thou set before him, he endured the suffering of the cross. Will you endure or will you give up? Every temptation, challenges that Joseph went through, are you with me? It drew him closer to his purpose, to his eternal purpose. Had he slept with Pharaoh's wife, what would have happened? Would have been truncated. His mission could have been aborted. But he's too fast. He held on. And every temptation along the way moved him closer to his high calling to fulfill the prophecy that was given to his great-grandfather, Abraham. While he was yet not even his womb,
He was still up yonder as a star, as a light somewhere. He's still in the mind of God. Is somebody with me? Was still in the mind of God. Oh, my time is up. Excuse me. Oh, I get so excited. Somebody we all know. Mother Teresa. Anybody know who that lady is? Do you think she have attained the purpose for which she was born? Was she rich? No. But she have infected and affected so many lives. No one does good for the littlest of these children of mine. They will not lose their reward. It's what Jesus said. I don't care what anybody else says. There's nothing. You see, as long as you treat the least of this, my brethren, you have done it unto me. Paul, when he was called, Acts chapter 9, 15, 16. Hear his mission. Acts chapter 9, 15, 16. Could you put that up, please? He had been persecuting Christians here and there. Cornelius had a vision and all that stuff. Read the whole thing. He says, Cornelius said, no, I can't eat this unclean meat and stuff. It was an interpretation, a vision and so on. Jesus tells him, say, go that way. For he, Paul, is a chosen vessel unto me to bear my name before kings, before the Gentiles and the children of Israel. That was his mission. You have a mission. You have a calling, a high calling in Christ Jesus. The Lord desires for you to be successful in your mission. Anybody who ever watched Mission Impossible? What they say at the end of that show? If you choose to accept the mission, something like that, those TV people watch TV, and then what happens? Everything, the whole tape, burns away. It's just like our story and your story and my story. When we help yonder, once we transit into this world, looks like everything's gone. And you then start walking a trail that will begin to gradually lead you to where you need to be. And if you choose to let the word of God guide you, he will guide you to that high calling in Christ Jesus. So I'm going to mention a few things. How do you determine your destiny in Christ Jesus? Everybody wants to know, what am I supposed to be doing? Amen? You know what? You just take it step by step. How do you eat an elephant? How do you eat an elephant? Talk to me. How do you eat an elephant? One bite at a time. The Lord will not give you the entire picture all at once. My sister is here. I've not been under the roof with her this long in my entire life. She was telling me about my life when I was born. I didn't know nothing about it. She was telling me where I was gone. Am I right, Auntie Me? This and this was the prophecies that were said concerning you, for crying out loud. Guess what? I'm living it right now. That's what she told me just before I went to Nigeria. I've never been under the same roof with her as I've been this time. She was telling me. Praise ye the Lord. One, how do you determine your destiny? Let me add one more thing to that. See, this the ministry as we have it today. Everybody knows Pastor Yaro. Years ago, when he was very sick and stuff like that, and the Lord delivered him. Amen. The Lord had made me understand and know that Yato, myself, will be involved in ministry. How? I don't know. This was years ago. So when he went into this health situation, pulled him through his will, pulled him through the surgery, this and that thing. Oh, how about this? I said, bro, don't worry. You are going to that surgery, you are coming back. You aren't going to die. Why? Because I know who has spoken to me. That somehow down the road, somewhere, how, I don't know. But we're going to be in ministry together. I held on to that. We shook hands. We wheeled him to surgery. Don't you worry. I'll be right here. You come back. Yeah, there's no death that'll take you down. Because what I've seen, what he's told me, has not come to pass yet. Can somebody say hallelujah? And you probably have a story like that too. One, how do you determine your destiny? One, Joshua has told us one thing. Joshua chapter 1 verse 8. This word of law will not depart from you. Meditate upon it day and night. Walk the word. When the Lord says this, just do it. He will guide you. Amen. Jeremiah 29. I mean, first and foremost, you have to know that Jeremiah chapter 29, verse 7. He said, the thoughts that I have towards you is good and not of evil. It's always good. So have that in mind that no matter what you're going through, God's purpose for you is good. Amen. So acknowledge him in all that way. Proverbs 3, 6. Acknowledge the Lord in all that ways. And what did he say? He will direct your path. Acknowledge him in all, not some way, all thy ways. He will direct your path. Step by step. You'll not tell you the whole big picture. Whatever your mission is that destiny has for you, it will be of service to humanity. It will not be about me, myself, and I. Can somebody say amen? It will profit people around you, not just you. If you think your mission, your success is about you, yourself, and I, me, myself, and I, or just your family, no. Every gift the Lord gives to us is to be of benefit to somebody else. Can you say amen? In this calling that you have, one distinctive thing is that money will mean nothing about it. In other words, your mission, when you are stepping into it, you can give it away for free. Somebody will look at you and say, you must be crazy. No, that is your calling. You will not have, if you don't want to, you don't have to charge for it. You can give away for free. And you feel gratified. You feel good about it. Amen. There's a peace that comes upon you in that high calling. If it's the mission is about you, yourself and your family, immediate family, you're just being self-centered. It's not about you. Can somebody say hallelujah? Can somebody say hallelujah? Praise ye the Lord. The scripture tells us, pray. Ephesians 4, 6 to 7. With all prayer and supplication. So don't put prayer out of the... All that is still tied up to what I said earlier in Joshua. Acknowledge him. Obey his commandments. He will direct your path. Praise the Lord. I could go on and on, but I want to also do something this morning. If you have any of the children here, could you get them from there? I want all of us here in this auditorium. Please bring all the children if they're over there. We're going to pray for each and every one of us. We're going to pray concerning your destiny, concerning the destiny of your children. Hallelujah. Is somebody ready to pray? That the Lord will shine,
no matter what you have been through, no matter what has happened. Maybe you've cried, your child is in jail, is going through this, one child is this and that. It makes no difference to God. He's the God of all flesh. Maybe you are sick. Some of your family is sick. It makes no difference to God. Please, could you bring the children in here real quick? Because those of us that are, we've become older, we'll be walking along the path of our high calling. But some of these younger ones, and maybe some of them are not here, we're going to include them in this prayer in the name of Jesus. We're going to include them in this prayer in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. 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 I'm done preaching. We're just going to pray that the light of life, the giver of all good gifts, the destiny for which God has on these children, on us as a people, as a body of Christ, upon your life, the Lord himself will perfect it in the name of Jesus. Please, I want us to all stand up, if you don't mind. If you can't stand up, it's okay. Just hone in to our prayer tonight, or this morning. I want you to hone into it. If you have a child who's going through challenges, maybe stubborn, he's out on the highway and hedges. Maybe you have extended family members. I want all the children, please, to come sit right in front of me here. All the children. Please, I want you to sit these first few rows here. Come on, hurry up, please. We don't have much time. Yes, sit down here. All the children, just sit in front of me here. See, one seat after the other. Please sit down. Hurry up. Come on, all the children. No, come sit right in front of me here, please. Sarah, my dear. Come sit right here, right in this middle row. Thank you. Thank you, all the children. Eh? I'm a child too. I see Michael. Is Michael an old man? He's not an old man. Give me a break. Come on, Mike. Buddy. Come here. Sit down. You know, this is what the Lord laid in my heart, and this is what he's calling for. Hallelujah. If you have little ones, the mom could hold them by hand, and let's pray for them. We need prayers in this evil generation in which we live. In this nation. Hallelujah. Come on, sweetie. You can carry the kids and put them on your lap or what have you. Oh, come on, baby. I love you, honey. Ah, isn't she sweet? That's my angel. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise ye the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Sit down next to him. Sit down. Sit down. Move up. Please, I want the parents, all the older ones, I want you to stand up, please. I want you to form a hedge around these young ones. I want you to form a hedge around these kids. Come on, please, hurry up. Let's form a hedge around them. Let's form a hedge, a wall around them. Come on, please, hurry up. Form a hedge around all of them, all around them, please. In fact, let's hold hands and form a hedge around all of them. Let's hold hands and form a hedge around all of them. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Come on, hold hands. It's just a symbol. It says as the walls around Jerusalem, so the Lord, I can camp around those that love him. Hallelujah. It said, let little children come to me for of what? Of such is the kingdom. You can sit down. You are not an old man yet. Come and sit down here, buddy. Scoot over here. You are not an old man yet. When you get to my age, you are just starting. Hallelujah. Praise ye the Lord. Praise ye the Lord. Praise ye the Lord. Praise ye the Lord. Come on, speak in tongues. Impart a blessing upon them. Don't keep quiet, folks. If you keep quiet, you said they're angels. Ha karobu sanne rebakali. Rahoshke tarosin deri bakali bakoshkati. Resutari basheri katos paru katande ribakali. Hallelujah. 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 Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. 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 Thank you, Jesus. They will charge their generation for Jesus in the name of Jesus. Re katori bashenda rabakali. Rokotos paroshenderi bashekatali. Rahospato robosanderi katali. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus. Hare kotori bashir katali barukotani. Hale a hoskin dali ba kespa. Keri bashir katori bashir katori. Re saloshkin deri bashir katori. Re santori bashir katori. Eri bashir katori kanteri bashir. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Bless the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. 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 Thank you for this moment. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. I cover you the blood of Jesus. Ah, kiriba san niriba kuri. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. In Jesus' name we pray. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Thou Father of lights, you in whom there's no shadow of turning about you. Hallelujah. 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 I commit these ones into your care. Thou that's able to save and keep unto the uttermost that which is committed to you. Father, in the name of Jesus, that name that's exalted above every name, I lift up the name of Jesus upon these children, that their life will continue to grow brighter and brighter, that their light of destiny will shine upon their path in the name of Jesus. Every plan and machination of the enemy will not see the light of day concerning them in the name of Jesus. The angel of the Lord will encamp around them. 1,000 will follow their right, 10,000 at their left. He will not come near their dwelling in the name of Jesus. No stray bullet will see them in the name of Jesus. Their destiny will not be aborted prematurely in the name of Jesus. Father, I plead the blood of Jesus upon them. The blood of Jesus upon them. The blood of Jesus. Father, they shall be of excellent spirit in the name of Jesus. They shall touch their generation for Jesus. They will not depart from the God of their fathers in the name of Jesus. And Father, I thank you. Father, I lift you up concerning them in the name of Jesus. Father, we thank you for all the parents that are here to Lord. The younger ones, the older ones. Father, Lord, those that have just known you as their Lord and personal Savior. Father, Lord, you say, let all come unto me because this is your will concerning them. Everyone that has come to you through the word we have spoken in this assembly. Father, keep through thy name all that you have given us. That none will fall to the right or to the left. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. No Elias. No warmongers. No idolaters will behold their faces. No rapists in the name of Jesus. No burglars in the name of Jesus. Father, I thank you. We'll give you all the honor, all the glory. Oh, keep through thy name, O Lord. Keep through thy name. Keep through thy name. All these ones in the mighty name of Jesus. And those that are not here for whatever reason, we anoint them. Anoint them with songs of deliverance in the name of Jesus. Thank you for hearing us. Not because of our so many words, but because of your mercy that they endure forever. Because of your mercies that are new every morning. Because of the blood that speaks better things for us. Thank you, Father. Blessed be your name, O Lord. If there any sick among them, Father, Lord, let the sickness begin to die. Let it begin to die at the sound of my voice in the name of Jesus. Let them grow up as stalwarts in the palace of the king in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. Blessed be your name. In Jesus, Jesus' mighty name we pray. Your name is lifted than any other name. You can go sit down, please. His name is Jesus. His name is Lord.
Your name is higher than any